Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Before I dive into the tarot card for the month of April, the devil, I want to invite you to tune in and see what this image of the devil, or even the word, conjures for you. Just take a moment. What comes to you first, devil? Positive, negative, inside, outside, challenges, torment, torture. What aspects come up for you first? I always pull from the Wild Unknown Tarot by Kim Kranz, and I'll let you know what she says about the devil. It's not my favorite interpretation of the card, but that doesn't mean it might not be yours. The devil is addiction, negativity. Though it may feel frightening when the devil appears in your reading, this card carries an urgent message and must be interpreted with total honesty. The darkness of the devil card takes the form of addiction, negativity, or materialism. It can indicate an ugly relationship with a person or substance. Identify this dependency and how it's holding you back. The devil's hooves are strong and relentless. Their grip will not loosen unless a conscious change is made. Free yourself. And actually today I'm resonating with this a little bit more than usual. The devil is not about anything other than our own battle within ourselves. What devil is inside you, and what do you want to do about it? I have a song in which I state, it's no use praying to a Holy Ghost when the devil inside is who you need the most. So think about what it is that you are doing that is actually hindering your progress toward the person that you want to be. A coworker told me the other day, when we meet another person, we're not meeting that person. We're meeting who they want to be, and it's only slowly revealed who they actually are. Can we do this with ourselves? Can we look at ourselves and recognize that that is simply who we want to be, and that there are actual concrete steps that we need to take to get there? First thing is recognize that that is the person we want to be, not necessarily the person that we're being. And then it takes a lot of inner work. Inner work includes looking at the devil inside you and not just praying to some spirit out there who you think is going to take away all your stress and all your struggles. The thing that's going to take away your stress and struggles, especially stress surrounding struggles, is to reconcile the devil inside you. I'm going to leave April at that. Looking back at March, remember it was the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands meant basically a lack of focus. It meant chaos, scattered. I'll read it here. The Five of Wands is a card of conflict. You may find yourself scattered, distracted, tending to everything and nothing. Since wands deal with our dreams and goals, it usually means this conflict resides within. Your energy moves outward in many directions, yet you are suffering inside. Take this card as a warning. Find ways to bring calm and focus to your mind, or these troubles will only increase. Now, with the calm and focused mind, guess who appears? The part of you that needs reconciliation, the devil. Take this month to reconcile the places where you are not the person you claim to be or you want to be. But without judgment and without self-hatred, you're a human being. Being human is the hardest task on earth. You're doing a great job. You wake up every day and you're breathing, you're feeding yourself, you're doing a great job. But allow yourself to take a look inside and reconcile the fact that we all have the devil within us. This is a part of life, and until we do this, it's going to control us. Our subconscious mind is very strong, but we can bring more strength to it through really looking and being open to seeing what is there. We are going to bring more strength to this life. Take a deep breath. You got this. Let it go. There's another breath for you. Until next time, I'm sending all the love, and then some more. We'll talk soon. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.